Giulio, please go ahead.
Yes, I think that it's often forgotten that when the euro was introduced, it was considered by many to be a step that would inevitably lead to more integration. And that is the point where economic constraint and political standstill are connected. Because when it was introduced, a lot of people thought that the function would create the organ. And the problem is still there, because we have a system that doesn't work from the economical point of view, because on paper, the BCE cannot function as a normal bank, including the Bundesbank, if we stay to the letter of the treaty. And at the same time, we have no democratic political process, because as long as the major political decisions are made by on the intergovernmental level, you cannot have a democratic discussion, not in the European Parliament and not in the state parliaments, because state parliaments are obliged to swallow a compromise. When you substitute a comma, they say the negotiation has to be taken once again from the first step, so it has to be ratified, as every single important decision has to be ratified as an international treaty. So there is no possibility of amendment, of real discussion. You can only swallow that. And that, of course, is exactly what populist anti-Europeans are saying, that there is a democratic deficit, but they think that the democratic deficit can be solved coming back to so-called national sovereignties, whereas national sovereignties are something that make it not possible to have any democratic decision at the European level. So at this point, do you think it would be feasible that, given the economic constraints, given the political standstill, there could be a liberal proposal to the other democratic families that in the emergency we should think of a new European initiative now? Because given the populist wave that is crossing Europe everywhere, either you put your electors, I mean the electors of the entire continent, in the position of understanding that we are on the brink of collapse, not the collapse of the European Union, but the collapse of the European economy. Only if you stop treating your electors as 11-year-old children, as Berlusconi recommended to his candidates, because that was the rule of commercial advertising where he was an expert, you can push through this process. Because either electors are aware of what is going on, and in some countries they start being conscious, or there is no way out. Thank you.
Giulio, thank you. That's a very, very good final question. Is a new political deal needed in Europe? Do we need a new contrat social européen? Do we need a completely new approach, a new kind of European democracy? Theodore, you want to come in on this?